And in this modern digital age that we find ourselves on the cusp of, we've got everything at our fingertips online on a piece of technology. However, it does not compare to something that is tangible, that's living and breathing, you can reach out and touch and be a part of. And the University of Newcastle Book Fair is coming up. From the Friends of University, Vic Levi joins us. Good morning, Vic. There is a huge, I guess, a resurgence in people wanting actual books, isn't there?
No doubt about that, Mark. We've got about 500,000 books.
Oh, is that all?
and we, last 2 years ago, previous fair, we made $89,000 for the university. So there's a great resurgence in books, and as you say, you can get in books things you can't get on Kindle.
Well, that's true, isn't it? I mean, something that's just a screen, it's not very there's not a sort of sense of romanticism as opposed to some of the books you've bought in. I want to have a look at these firstly. Can you tell me about this wooden one here? This is 100 years old.
Yes, and it's as you can see, it's just a it's like an autograph size book, isn't it? And it's got polished wood on its covers, and inside it has pressed flowers from 1917 of the Holy Land. It's a book commemorating the British occupation of Jerusalem in the World War One.
So this goes all the way back to World War One, and some of the flowers are still in there.
Yes, you can see the flowers, and they've got colour in them. And opposite each pressed flower, all different flowers, is the location, a colour photograph of the location of where the flower was taken from. And it's just a real gem, isn't it? It feels good, and it's a treasure.
And that's 100 years old. I hope I'm in good a condition as that one. I'm 100, Jim.
Me too. And I'm well ahead of you.
I dare say not. Look, this one over here, and I'm very resonant about touching any of them because I'll just break them. So I'll just pick it up and hand it to you. This is a book about bush rangers, but this not only goes back to the 1930s, but there is a very special autograph in there.
Yes, indeed. This is a book written by the last of Australia's bush rangers, a fellow called Jack Bradshaw. And Jack Bradshaw, in this book, talks about all these fellow bush rangers. It gives us a pen picture of what they were like. Ben Hall, Ned Kelly, Mad Dog Morgan, you name it, that's in here, Frank Gardner. And inside is this magnificently, in magnificent handwriting, is his signature, Jack Bradshaw, 10th of 3rd, 1932, and it says, "Respectfully yours, sir," on the top, which is another treasure. I mean, the book is in fair disarray, but the autograph is very, very precious, and people will get that and then just take the autograph out and frame it, I would think.
You've brought a whole heap more in. I'm just going to quickly do this one here. A nice children's book, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. So it's gone by its original title.
Yes.
Now, this one has a nice special memory in the front cover as well.
It has indeed, and this one will bring a tear to your eye. In the flyleaf, we've got "To Gracie from Father and Mother on her 7th birthday, April 11, 1917. Brian Home, East Parade, Mitcham, South Australia. And then it says, "Current events, April 1917. America about to enter the war. German retreat from a place in France," which I can't decipher. "Lloyd George, Prime Minister. Gracie's brother, born and died. We all go to Victor Harbour. Uncle Ted is a captain now." And underneath it's got Gracie in this little scribbled hand, as you can see. And obviously her mother or her father in the hand of that was written in the rest of the message says, "Written by herself." You certainly don't find that on an electronic gadget, do you?
No, you don't. It's great to look through some of these books from the past, and most of everything here's pretty much 100 years old, and this is the calibre of things that you'll find if you come along to the book fair, yeah?
Yes, indeed, and we've got records as well. We've amongst our Beatles records, we've got quite a few of them, we found two that were pressed exactly 50 years ago, one in London and one in Australia, 50 years ago in pristine condition, and they'll be really sought after. And in the Australian version,
no, they won't. I've put those aside.
You've already got those, have you?
I've got those.
And they're pop-ups in the Australian version. Pop-ups,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Just very quickly, Jim, before I let you go, the actual date and location of the book fair?
Yeah, it goes next Saturday. We go 10 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 on Monday through to Friday, and on the Thursday night we're open till 7 p.m, Mark, and you know, they'll be queuing up to get in the door on Saturday morning. We go Saturday the 5th of August to the 12th of August.
If this is an indication of the quality of and nostalgia fest of the items that'll be there. I'm sure it'll be a great one. Thanks, Vic, for coming in and sharing some of those treasures with us this morning.
Been a great pleasure. Thank you, Mark.
To a new RFM 103.7, the University's Book Fair. I don't think these will make it. I might just... You go away, Vic. I'm just going to keep these and put them in my bookcase at home. It's coming up to 9:45.